Hey everybody, Johnny Albatross Show, coming at you live on Anchor. Got a new episode right here, and it's about to start. Talk about that fucking Trump guy, about how he's an asshole. And we're going to dive into internet service providers, even though net neutrality's pretty much dead, which I don't understand how it's going to work out, because people will just say fuck it. But we're going to talk about internet service providers. I know I've been beating a dead horse about this, but we're going to talk about console wars and video games again. That's coming up right now. Donnie boy. So our fearless leader, Donald Trump, is in the news again, saying about immigrants. Why do we get these people from shithole countries? Why can't... And by shithole countries, he specified the countries in Africa and Haiti. And basically, heavily with people of color. And why can't we get, like, fine people from Norway? Because he just had a meeting with the Prime Minister of Norway. And it's like, what the fuck? Why the fuck are you... Even if, like, politicians think that shit, they don't say it. And there's a reason why. Like, literally. Like, Your fucking family came here for a better life, like these people. So what the fuck, Drumpf? And, another thing he said to Norway, too. We sold them the F-52 jets. Which, if you're not familiar with the F-52 jet, it doesn't exist. It's from the Call of Duty franchise, video games. So he lied his ass off about that. And, yeah, it's fine people from Norway. I'm so sick of fucking saying, like, people, like, these fucking liberal social justice warriors. Norway is so much better. Denmark is so much better. They offer free college. First off, they don't offer free college. It doesn't work like that. So basically, here's how it works overseas with the tuition thing. Or the free college, as these people say. Because I learned this when I was living in Austin. There's a German guy who went to UT. You take a test very similar to the SATs. And I saw stiff little fingers back in late September. He was telling the story. So, in the United Kingdom, because they're from Northern Ireland, United Kingdom, you take a test. And if you do good on the test, you get free money to go to college. If you don't, fuck off, you're working in the factory. That's how it is. It's not like some fucking dunce is just going to get free money to go to school. They don't do it like that. It's kind of fucking bullshit. It's kind of excluding. Not saying that fucking we're great here, because fucking higher education in America is a bit fucking out of control with the pricing. Oh, universal healthcare, that's another big thing. Now, America's going to get universal healthcare in a few years. It's just going to happen. I work in the medical field. I'm telling you, a single payer will be, and all these insurance companies will be supplemental, which they should be. Like, you'll get more shit with them. They shouldn't be your primary fucking thing. But I digress. And they don't tell you, too, oh, the minimum wage is about a lot higher. Yeah, but they pay, like, fucking 60 fucking percent of that fucking wage and taxes and shit. So it all fucking adds up in the end. Canada's the same way. But Pennsylvania, United States shouldn't be that bad with it. Like, we should have universal health care. And we're going to get universal health care. We just need... Much as I could say about Trump, I think he was the fucking sign that we needed. We needed somebody who was going to fuck up so bad. And I think he's the guy. He's fuck. His cabinet's really fucking up. Betsy DeVos is a fucking Momo. Steve Mnuchin's a fucking Momo. Saw the movie Fistfight with Charlie Day and Ice Cube. Ah, dude, it should be fucking funny. I laughed two times in the whole movie. I want that fucking time back. Fuck Steve Mnuchin. He's a piece of shit. That's all I'm gonna say about that ass, that fucking Trump guy. Now I'm gonna go on about internet service providers. Now, I'm not going on about, like, oh, who's the best internet service provider. I'm not going to give you a seal of who you should get because everybody has their preference. Everybody does something, one or another, with their internet service provider. But I'm going to talk to you about the commercials. And cell phones, too. Telecom and internet and cable, it's all the same shit. Mainly Verizon. Like, their ad campaign, whoever's in charge of that ad campaign should be fucking castrated. Like, it's by far the fucking worst fucking campaign I've seen. Like, they got that fucking nerd who knows absolutely nothing about anything, and he's ruining fucking. You know which one I'm talking about for the wireless. Like, they had Odell Beckham. He fucking punted a football in a crowd during a press conference. And he fucking almost hit somebody in the head. And he kept making all these fucking wrong fucking. We're in the. You mean the red zone? No, I know what I said. All right, and then you could score a home run. Don't you mean a touchdown? Like, dude, it's not funny. It's not fucking cute. You're giving nerds a bad name because even the fucking nerdiest people who are the fucking just geeks know what a fucking touchdown is. Come on, dude. And he kicks a fucking football like a fucking jerk off into a fucking close quarters crowd of people. Oh, and then he had the one around Christmas where he can't wrap a fucking present. I can't wrap a present either. But they had, like, you know how the malls have, like, the gift wrapping thing. It usually, you pay somebody to wrap gifts, and it usually goes for, like, some sort of charity or something, all for good cause. So you usually are like, yeah, dude, I don't want to wrap. I'll pay you fucking $5, fucking $10 to wrap these presents for me. It's usually some older woman who's just fucking bored, and it's like, yeah, I'll wrap the presents for you, like a grandmom or something. And it's for charity, so you do it. So he fucking wraps the present shittily, and then the little girl. It's excited. Yeah, we got mama's cell phone. Well, the network is what, and this is what the network is, and this is, it's like, shut the fuck up, you fucking nerd. That makes me not want to buy Verizon. Now they got a campaign with that fucking kid from Stranger Things, the one with the fucking, he doesn't have fucking upper teeth. He has dentures because of how, like, that medical condition. And he's so fucking cocky, like, anybody who doesn't have Verizon Fios, fucking stay in the back so your lag doesn't kill us. It's like, that's not how it works, motherfucker. Like, seriously, you, why, I guess the money was good. And he's like, what, well, what's so great about Verizon? What's so great about 100% fiber optic fucking internet? I don't know. Why don't you just stay back? It's like, fuck you. Like, seriously, fucking smart asses like that, and you wonder why kids like that get fucking bullied, and then they're crying on the fucking internet. But hell no, it's like, dude, you're a fucking smart ass, dude. Fuck you, fuck Verizon. And not saying Comcast is much better than Verizon, because that's our two big things, is Comcast and Verizon. That's our cable and fucking internet. But it's like, ah, T-Mobile, they fucking tell you, I have T-Mobile, but I'm not saying go or whatever the fuck you get to deal with or whatever you feel. T-Mobile, fucking straight and to the point. This is why we're fucking bought. This is why you should buy our phone. Oh, all right, cool, and we'll give you Netflix for a year free. All right, cool. Comcast. Yeah, we got this. We're number one in this. And give you HBO free for the year. And I'm sure fucking Spectrum and Time Warner fucking blows. But even Time Warner fucking, they tell you why you should go to Time Warner. They don't give some fucking conceited fucking bullshit to make you feel like you're a fucking idiot because you don't have Verizon. They're trying to get you to fucking buy their fucking product. And they're telling you why you should buy their product. Same thing with Chevy with their cars. Oh, yeah, what's it called? What if we told you? It's like, dude, just fucking make a commercial about the fucking car. Like, why should I buy a fucking Chevrolet? Why should I buy a Ford fucking Fusion? Ford, I don't like Fords, but fucking they tell you what the Fusion does. All right. Another thing with that, man, it's like these, with Verizon and. It's just, I don't know, man. For the longest time, too, Verizon bragged about how fucking awesome they were, but you couldn't really use them outside of Canada and where the fuck else was that? United States. What the fuck can I think that for? But it's like, I don't know. But the whole net neutrality thing, that's going to be a fucking. I don't even know what the fuck that's going to do, because really, when you look at it, the only fucking company that doesn't have any fucking juice in this is Verizon. Because Verizon was Bell fucking Tele, Ma Bell, as they called it back in the fucking day, as the old folks call it. Fucking sure you weren't expecting to hear that in a while tonight, but yeah. So Verizon's the only one that's really fucking pushed. I mean, Comcast is too. Like, they're all going to fuck. It's fucking bullshit, but Verizon really doesn't have any juice in this fucking fight. Like, they said, oh, we're going to make fucking television, but they never thought about, like, all the shit that Comcast had, because they've been doing it for fucking so long. And now they own NBC and Universal. So, Comcast got the fucking juice. Like, Hulu is a fucking partnership between Disney, Comcast, who the hell else is that? Fox, which is now part of Disney. The CW, whoever owns that now. And, like, all the networks. Viacom, I believe, is in there, which is Paramount. Or Paramount's owned by Viacom. But, yeah, so. And they got a deal. They struck a deal with Netflix, Comcast, because you can get Netflix on your cable box, because it can go through your cable box. You could just hit a button and it'll go right to Netflix, which is convenient and very cool. So they got a deal with Netflix now too. So now it's like, yeah, they're gonna charge me an extra fucking $10 a month to watch fucking Hulu. They're gonna charge me fucking extra couple bucks. Like $20 to watch fucking Hulu and Netflix. God forbid if fucking. Because Google owns fucking YouTube. This is the big one that's gonna fuck everybody. Oh, yeah. Google has their own cable company. So, yeah, if you wanna watch YouTube, we're gonna have to charge you for it. Sorry, guys. That's why net neutrality's bad. And everybody, T-Mobile's breaking the net neutrality agreement. Well, they're really not. They're just fucking saying, hey, if you get this, we'll let you listen to fucking Spotify, which all companies should do. They shouldn't fucking charge you fucking bandwidth for fucking watching fucking Netflix or fucking listening to music. Or maybe the Netflix and stuff, because it's using up a lot because of the video, but they shouldn't charge you for fucking streaming music, dude. Everybody should just make that fucking. We'll make it free. Like, you can save the songs to your phone offline, but there's so much bullshit if you want to talk about the net neutrality. But I really just. My big thing is, I don't want to fucking. Because I play PlayStation 4. I don't want to pay for fucking more money because I'm not an Xbox preferred fucking. Because you're a Microsoft preferred company. Like, Yeah, that it's bullshit. I think it's gonna fall flat on its face too, because somebody's gonna come out and they're gonna say, yeah, fuck that, net neutrality, we're still for it. Like, fucking, you wanna watch YouTube, we'll let you watch YouTube. You wanna watch fucking Hulu and Netflix, we'll let you watch Hulu and Netflix. We're not gonna fucking charge you for it. And then they're gonna win the internet. And basically, you're going to have a fucking monopoly of fucking internet service providers. All hail Comcast, because Comcast is going to fucking be the fucking provider, if that's the case, because they can crush fucking Verizon, they can crush Spectrum, and they can crush Google and that, because they know what the fuck they're doing. And they have the best cable TV out there right now. They're the only gig in town most places. Now back on the thing with the net neutrality, because I have something that's very, 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 very much like that, and it's the new console wars. You got the Switch, you got the PlayStation 4, and you got the Xbox One. Now, I just recently got a Switch. I've made it very known on this channel. And, Now, the funny thing about the Switch is definitely more like an ancillary system. It's like you're going to play it, and it's got a lot of fun games. And the launch was fucking great, dude. Like, I see that eShop. That eShop's got some great games on it. And the library now is pretty good. But, like, I still think my PlayStation 4, that's my main system. Now, the big thing with the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox, and we'll talk about sales. So, it's official that the Switch sold 10 million by November. Like, I think they're still waiting for, we're still waiting to hear what the updated thing is after Christmas, but it sold 10 million, and that's not even been out a year. It's breaking records. That's fucking absurd. The Xbox One has been out, and every iteration of the Xbox has sold 30 million units. PlayStation 4 sold 70. And those two have been out for 4 years. Now the PlayStation 4 is clearly, in my opinion, the better system. But why do I keep going for the Switch? Like, PlayStation 4. And I watched a video from a vlogger named Angry Joe, and he's usually good. Like, I feel the same way with a lot of the games I play that he reviews. And he said 2017 for AAA titles. If you're not familiar what a AAA title is, it's the big companies. That's their big titles. That's the money-making titles. Like your Call of Duties and your Battlefields, your Maddens, and all that. And the big thing, and he even put it out there, and this was me too. I was like, ah, dude, you know what? I'm not really fucking. And now I know why I play the Switch a lot, and this is one of the things. There was a lot of disappointing games in fucking 2017. And the thing was, is not that a lot of these games were bad, but it was the microtransactions. And this finally hit me after he explained it, because there was something that I couldn't really do. And there's a lot of games I didn't want to buy, like the new Star Wars game. I didn't want to fucking buy, because the last one they nickel and dimed you with it. It was $60 to buy it, and you could only play online. If you didn't have an online, then you might as well not got the game, because you couldn't play it. And that was fucking horrible. And yeah, they did the same thing. They fucking hit you with these loot boxes. You had to literally spend real money to fucking get good at the game. And Destiny did another thing like that too. It was like an unfinished game. They had expansion passes. It's like, dude, guys, like, fucking, why are you releasing these games if they're not ready? Like, just don't do it. You know, just don't do it. Why are you doing that? And like the exclusives this year, like last year for PlayStation, you had Uncharted, which is good. And you got a lot of good exclusives on the PlayStation. Xbox had Halo, and they had fucking Forza, which I feel that they make a fucking Forza every couple years. Like PlayStation had Gran Turismo coming out, and if you're in the like driving racing games, Gran Turismo is the fucking driving simulator. That's their whole fucking gimmick. Like the first one was fucking fantastic. The ones on PS3 were good and PS2 were good, but they finally released it on PS4. So the exclusives are way better. That's why the PlayStation's selling so much. But when you look at these games, if you look at them, it's fucking microtransactions. Like Mortal Kombat X. Loved Mortal Kombat X. One of my favorite games of the year. Well, what's it called? Unless you pre-ordered, you didn't get Goro. You had to pay $5 for Goro. He was already in the game. You fought Goro. But the good thing about that, and I can say, is Ed Boon of NetherRealm Studios, NetherRealm Mortal Kombat. Like, and Ed Boon's a cool guy on Twitter. When I was really heavily into Twitter, he fucking always talked to you. Just fucking cool, dude. But he listened and he's seen that that was fucking bad. Okay, we're gonna have DLC, and NetherRealm is owned by Warner Brothers now. NetherRealm used to be Midway, now they're owned by Warner Brothers. So they got a couple like licensed characters from the movies, like Mortal Kombat X had Jason Voorhees and they had the Xenomorph from Alien, which was cool. I'll fucking take that. I don't care. Just give me some fucking new guys and some cool guys from fucking Mortal Kombat. Cool classic guys. So you got all the DLC and that's fine. You want to pay fucking have like a $20 package for 5 new fighters. That's fine. I don't care about that. It's a still kind of a shitty microtransaction, but you know what? All right, that's fine. It'll keep the game fresh. That's like a new map packs for Call of Duty. Not a fan of Call of Duty, but again, that's fine. Like you're putting in more content. You're getting content, and if you're going to charge me 10, 15 bucks for that, I get like 5 new maps or something. That's okay. That's cool. But like EA is notorious for this, like, and the sports games, like, yeah, you can get your guy even more fucking statted up if you buy this package with these fucking stat points. It's like, dude, it's pay to win now. Like, fuck, dude, what? This isn't freemium. Like, there's free games, and when you look at it, the games now that are fucking big, the biggest game in the world right now, I believe is Rocket League still. It came out 4 years ago now. Yeah, it came out 4 years ago, three or 4 years ago. It's cars. It's soccer with cars. 40 million people play it. Now they have shit where you can buy like fucking skins for the, and it just helps keep the fucking, and again, I can fucking live with that. Ah, dude, yeah. You want the fucking Back to the Future car? Yeah, it's gonna cost you $2, but it's a licensed thing. It actually helps us out. It helps the tournaments out. You want like the cool ass Hot Wheels things that you had before? You want to buy them? That's fine. I don't mind that. Like if you want to do, it's all aesthetic. It's a microtransaction. Yeah, but you know what? It's not fucking. You don't need that. It's an aesthetic that'll look cool in the game. And if you want to spend money on that, go ahead. But they're not giving you like fucking stat boosters. $20 game. Fortnite. Free to play. Now they have the Founders Pack where you can. It's. But the multiplayer, it's Battle Royale. Like you have to go find guns scattered around the map. And I've gotten top two. I've never won. But me and my buddy Dave, he gets top two a lot. We're just talking. Free game. Over 15 million players. Not as dynamic as Rocket League, because Rocket League, every platform can play. Computer, PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch. They're all on the same network. That'd be cool if Fortnite was like that, so. What else is there? Brawlhalla. Another free-to-play game. $20 if you want to unlock all the characters right away. I don't mind that. I think the game could be a nice $20 game. It's a good game. I enjoy it. Sort of like Super Smash Bros. That's another huge game, up and coming game. And then you got like a Overwatch from Blizzard. That's a very fan-friendly game. It's like, yeah, they hit you with some microtransactions, but it was like they weren't, it really wasn't like a pay-to-win thing. And that's what fucking gets you. It's like these companies are failing so hard. Like EA is failing. Activision is failing. They keep spending money to polish up a turd and they keep failing. And fucking Sony and Microsoft are doing the same shit almost. And they're putting out games that look fucking fantastic, but they have no substance to them. They're like 8-hour games, and you beat them, you're done. You don't want to play them again. You have no incentive to go back and fucking replay it. Now we got the Switch that came out. And I'm going to tell you, I fucking really love the Switch. I think it's the best system out there now. And it's meant to be your ancillary system. And I think I know why. And after seeing the little Nintendo Direct Mini, I guess that's their little event announcing what's coming down the pipe. I got Super Mario Odyssey. I beat it. Today, I beat the main story. There's still shit you can do in it. But it's like they don't fucking bombard you with fucking microtransactions. And that's why I think that Nintendo is back and that they're going to be the fucking, they're going to prevail out of this. Oh, yeah, but it's not as powerful as the Xbox One X. But what's so special about the Xbox One X? Like, what fucking must-have games are on that? Like, I've already bought three games for the fucking, four games for the Nintendo Switch, and I've only had it for about 3 weeks now. I've literally had the fucking thing for 3 weeks, and I bought four games for it. And I evenly try to distribute them out, distribute the games equally. Like, I play it, more or less the two games I've been playing is, Mario Kart, not Mario Kart, Super Mario Odyssey and Blaster Master Zero. I'm real close to beating Blaster Master. There's like games in there that you want to play. Like the indies are great. And they always have sales. Now their online's not nearly as good as like Sony's or Microsoft's. But yeah, just fucking good games. Zelda just released a expansion pack for Breath of the Wild. And apparently that game was long as shit to beat anyway. And now they just gave you more to keep playing. It's like they're just making games now, and they're on the Switch. The Switch is good. It's not as powerful as the Xbox One X or the PlayStation Pro, but it doesn't need to be. It's as powerful as it needs to be. And anyway, it doesn't fucking matter how powerful a console is, honestly, because computer's always gonna fucking win. It's just how the world works. But that's why I think they're winning. Like, I got games I still want. Like, I still didn't even get Zelda yet, and I want to get that. And you got games like the fun party games, like Snipperclips, I hear is like a fun party game. I'm a big fan of Tetris. They got a Tetris game out there. Rayman's out. Mario vs. Rabbit and Rabbit's Kingdom, that's out. Just good games, and they're giving you free DLCs for them. Like, Odyssey is putting a new mode in there come next month, and that's going to keep the game fresh. And it's a Nintendo IP, intellectual property. Like, I don't know. I just think they're going to win. Like, they went back to their roots and they're really just satisfying me. They're satisfying everybody. And they're marketing it towards everybody now, not just little kids. Like, yeah, dude, yeah, we got this game. Oh, dude, you remember this? Like, Odyssey had elements from Mario 1 in the game. And it was really, really cool. But We'll have to wait and see. I still recommend you getting a Switch. It's literally the best system out there. The games and the library, it's just too good to pass up. And like party wise and co-op wise, it's just, like I said, it's too good to pass up. I got Mario Kart 8. I'm trying to get a bar crawl on where everybody plays Mario Kart at the bar. Should be good. I'm trying to get it done. But that's my opinion on the console wars. That's going to be it for the Johnny Albatross show. One thing I will say, I'll give you my endorsement. The Nintendo Switch is awesome. You definitely want to get it. A lot of games coming out. I mean, not probably coming out, that are out, that are worth it. Like, there's a solid 10 games that I want for the fucking thing. I have 4 already, and there's still like 8 games that I really want for the fucking system. Can't say that. Like, I usually get maybe 3 games a year. Which is another thing GameStop has to realize, that fucking people don't buy that many games. So stop telling us to pre-order and stop fucking pushing it. It's fucking not gonna work. But, yeah, this has been the Johnny Albatross Show. Second episode on Anchor, and, I really like this Anchor. I think it's a great thing to do podcasting on. I think we're going to make Anchor our new home. I think we're done with Podbean. We're probably done with Podbean. I'm going to cancel my subscription to their thing, because this is just so much better. And the price is right. But anyway, tune in. Keep your ear out and tune in for more to Johnny Albatross Show. This is Johnny Albatross signing out. Peace.